Camille Perry is the author of The Assistants and When Katie Met Cassidy. Her new novel is a fun, witty, and suspenseful story about three women, one dog park, and a colorful cast of characters. It's called Social Animals. We begin our What We're Reading conversation, learning a little more about Camille Perry and how she got her start as a writer.
So I'm Camille Perry, the author of Social Animals, and I'm a former librarian, actually. I'm a former reference librarian. I worked in Long Island libraries. I started out as a page shelving books at my local library and then went on to library school and became a librarian. And that was a great job to have while I was also writing all the time. I was always trying to write a novel since I could hold a pen or a pencil in my hand, I was trying to write something. So that was sort of how I started. I was working in libraries and trying to write. I started writing YA novels at first, and then I began working in magazines actually for a little while. I did a little stint, and I was the assistant to the editor-in-chief of Esquire magazine for a while, and that sort of was how I got the idea for my first novel, which is called The Assistants, which is about a group of assistants who use their billionaire media mogul's boss's expense account to pay off their student loan debt. So that was how I stepped into my writing career. Then I wrote another novel called When Katie Met Cassidy, which is a queer rom-com. And then that brings us to here with Social Animals, which is my third book.
Social Animals has comedy and suspense. It's fast-paced and witty, and it has dogs. The story revolves around three women who seemingly have just met at an affluent dog park in Maryland. And we learn that each of them are hiding something, and they all three are connected somehow. How did this story come to be?
Well, I was working on a novel for a while that I was trying to make a sort of buddy comedy. And it starred two women, one named Val and one named Alex, and they came together to solve a crime. That novel wasn't quite working the way I wanted it to. It wasn't until I got my dog Pip during the pandemic. We got a pandemic puppy, and I brought my dog to the dog park for the first time when it struck me, oh my goodness, I need to make this a dog park novel. I need to set this novel at a dog park and have it filled with lots of dogs, because my experience of the dog park automatically was like, this is the most entertaining space. There are so many colorful characters here, and I see so much potential for fiction that's based in this setting. So that was sort of how Social Animals became the Social Animals that it is right now.
Give us a taste, and maybe people who don't have dogs or don't take their dogs to the dog park, can you give us a taste of what the dog park is like?
Well, dog parks are super interesting because they're public spaces where all are welcome. And you always know when that's the case, just like in libraries, the public spaces where all are welcome, you get a lot of different types of people sort of in an enclosed space. They maybe wouldn't in other circumstances be socializing with one another. So you get a lot of different types of people sort of bumping up against one another. I became a regular at the dog park. And what's funny about being a regular is you start to learn everybody's backstories a little bit. You learn about the park gossip. You learn about the park politics. You learn about like who has drama with who, or who maybe dated who but got their heart broken. There's all sorts of intrigue, and it's almost like a soap opera. And when we were going to the dog park regularly during the pandemic, it was mostly our only social life. So I would really look forward to 5:30 at night every night when we'd head over to the dog park. I looked forward to it like a favorite TV show.
So you mentioned that Val and Alex are two of the characters in your book, Social Animals. There is also June, who is a third character, and the story kind of revolves around these three women. What do you want readers to know about them at the start here?
Yeah, so you get the points of view from each of the three women. The first character you meet is Val, and Val is a former con artist, present PI, and she's hired by June's husband to spy on her because he believes that June might be having an affair. And he thinks that this affair is sort of going down with someone at the dog park. So Val, in order to take on this job, has to acquire a dog. And she is not a dog person, to say the least. And so it's a big deal when Val has to adopt this little dog, and she gets a little Brussels Griffon, which is the same breed of dog that I have, and you could see on the cover of the book. And the Brussels Griffon is not the easiest breed for someone who's a new dog owner. So Val is really working against a lot. The second character you meet is Alex, and Alex is a bit mysterious when you first meet her in the book. You don't know a whole lot about her, but you do know that she has some secrets, and you know that she is also going to the dog park to seek out June, but you don't totally know why at the beginning. That'll unfold as you continue through the book, but you do know that she's targeting June in some way. And June is the character whose husband has hired Val to spy on her, and June on the outside is just all bright light. She's very friendly. She seems really happy on the outside. She's got this golden retriever who's sort of a buffoon. But on the inside, June's really feeling very isolated and she's super lonely. And she's really had trouble making friends in adulthood. And so when these two mysterious characters show up at the dog park, Val and Alex, she's kind of ripe for the picking because she's so excited about the possibility of having genuine friendship with these two new characters. And that's sort of what That's what gets everything rolling in the book.
This is What We're Reading, and we're talking with writer Camille Perry. Camille's new novel is called Social Animals.
Now, June seems to have a real affinity with dogs. And you mentioned how Val isn't a dog person, but she had to take on a dog. And we learned that Alex eventually will also acquire a dog throughout the story. What does this dog ownership represent in Social Animals, aside from the part, being a plot-driven element, but what else does it represent in the story?
Well, all three of the characters in Social Animals, when we first meet them, are having trouble with connection. They are all sort of lonely in some way. And the dogs that are in their lives, I wanted the dogs to somehow serve as a catalyst for them for the change that was going to come. So it's kind of unique to each character how that functions. But for Val, for example, she's someone who's sort of a loner and she doesn't really connect. And she's the one who really doesn't want a dog, and she has the most challenging situation with having a dog in her life. But you'll see how the dog sort of forces Val to change and grow and evolve in the way that you like a character to do so in a novel. And each dog sort of functions that way in the book for each of their humans.
So we do have to talk about your dog, who is, you said, is represented on the cover of the book, and it is. I've been showing everybody this cover because it is possibly the cutest and angriest looking dog I've ever seen. And you said it is a Brussels Griffon.
That's right.
The dog in the book is called Cash, and your dog is Pip. Can you tell us about your dog, how you ended up using them in the book? Is this a really good representation of your own dog?
So the cover of Social Animals is Brussels Griffon, but it's a long-haired griff, and I actually have a short-haired griff, but it's definitely the same frowny face on all of the griffs. They are known as grumpy griffons because they have a very pouty look about them. And my dog, Pip, when I submitted the manuscript of Social Animals to my agent for the first time, I thought it would be kind of funny to attach a photo of my dog to the cover of the document because I had this photo of her where she looks really, really grumpy. And I thought it was a funny distinction with the title Social Animals to have that photo. I kind of liked the feelings that it implied, the vibe of the book a little bit. So I attached it as sort of a lark. And my agent got a real kick out of it when she opened the document and this dog face is staring at her. And she got a real kick out of that. And so fast forward to when we were submitting the book to publishers, my agent, Carrie, said, "You know, this is a little out of the box, but what if we kept that? What if we kept the photo on the submission?" And anyone who's ever submitted a book to a publisher knows you're not supposed to have any bells or whistles. You're supposed to follow, the guidelines to the T. Don't even change the font. So at first I was a little nervous about it, but then I thought, oh, why not? If they can't, the book's funny. Like if they can't get a kick out of that, then they're not probably going to like the book anyway. So it really was a hit, and I think it really captured people's attentions, and they got the point of it, to sort of set the tone for the book a little bit. And so when the book was actually going to become a book and we needed a cover, the conversations I was having with my publisher were about, well, they all had this mental picture already of my dog Pip in their mind from the photo, and so we kind of knew we wanted a similar sort of look for the actual cover of the book. And I said, it doesn't need to be my dog, and it doesn't even need to be a griff, But I do think that whatever dog is on the cover, it should have a frowny face. And they definitely did come through on that.
In the book, we meet Cash, Willow, Bruce, Polly, Paisley, Yoshi. These are just some of the dogs in the story. As a writer, what goes into naming dogs or pets? Does that differ from naming people?
I had so much fun naming the dogs and figuring out which character would have which breed of dog. I really spent probably way too much time thinking about that and enjoying the process. I used baby naming books, not books, but online. I used the online baby naming features on the internet because I wanted, some of the dogs I took from dog name lists, but then I was getting a lot of repetition. So then I thought, well, I'll go to some baby naming books too and get some really interesting names for the dogs. But yeah, I hope people get a kick out of that. And I also tried to include as many different dog breeds as I could because I really wanted readers who are dog lovers or, have a certain breed at home to maybe, feel a little seen when their dog is represented. So if I didn't catch your breed out there, maybe I'll be able to write a sequel and get it the next time.
Camille Perry is the author of Social Animals, a fun, witty read, especially for dog lovers. It's What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.